So let's review. In the previous daf, we had the following machlokes from Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer. Gamliel says, Esrog shava le'ilah megimel drachim. An esrog tree is like a tree regarding these three halachas. La'arla v'la'reviv v'la'shvias. And that the chanata, the budding of the fruit, is the determining factor to calculate the 3 years of arla, the fourth year of revai, and the year of shemitah. V'la'yark b'derach echad, shebashas l'kitasa yisurei. And it is like a vegetable regarding one halacha, regarding Meister, in that the likita, the picking of the fruit, is the determining factor for the year of Meister. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the esrog tree is like a tree for all purposes, and that the chanata, the budding of the fruit, is the determining factor even regarding Meister. So at this point we have two opinions. According to Rabbi Eliezer, regarding both Shvius and Meister, we go by chanata. According to Rabbi Gamliel, regarding Shvius, we go by chanata. Regarding Meister, we go by Lakita. The Gemara in this daf introduces three additional Tanoim with varying opinions on this issue of whether the year of an esrog is determined by Chanata or Lakita, regarding both Meister and Shvius. Amar B'yesi, of Thomas Hayd Misham Chamishas Kain, Esrog Acha Lakitasu L'Meister, V'Acha Chanata L'Shvius. Of Thomas agreed through Rabbi Gamliel that regarding Shvius we go by Chanata, and regarding Meister we go by Lakita. Rabbi Seinu Nimne B'Ushav Amru, Acha Lekitasa Bein LeMeister Bein LeShvius. The Rabbi Seinu B'Ushav hold that regarding both Shvius and Meister, we go by Lekita. In the case where one of the years is Shemitah, we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Ein Lecha Davar Shechayev B'Bir, Elim Ken Gadol B'Shvius V'Nilke B'Shvius. Ein Lecha Davar Shechayev B'Meister, Elim Ken Gadol B'Chiv V'Nilke B'Chiv. Regarding both Shvius and Meister, we go by both Chanata and Lakita. The Gemara gives the following two scenarios. Esrog ba'ashisha shenichnas l'shvius. An esrog which had its Chanata, it began to grow in the 6th year, but its Lakita was picked in the 7th year. According to the first three opinions, it is patur min abir, exempt from beer. Since regarding Shvius we certainly go by Chanata, it is considered produce of the 6th year, and therefore not perish Shvius. By this logic, it should be chayav b'meiser, which is indeed the opinion of Rav Nuna. However, Rabba holds that it is patur b'meiser. We will explain the machlokes after completing the shitas hatanoim. According to Rabbi Seinu B'Usha, it is chayav es b'bir, u'patur min ha'meiser, obligated in beer and exempt from meiser. Since we go by lakita, it is perish shvius, and therefore chayav b'bir. And since perish shvius are hefker, ownerless, it is patur b'meiser. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shimon, it is patur min habir, patur min ha-meiser. It is exempt from both, because regarding both Shvius and Meiser, both Chanata and Lakita must be in the Zman Chiv, in the year in which these halachas apply. Now, to explain the machlekes of Rav Nuna and Rabba regarding this Esrog ba'ashishas shenichnas l'shvius, Rav Nuna says that it is chayav b'meiser. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that even regarding Meiser we go by Chanata, it is certainly produce of the 6th year, and therefore chayav b'meiser. Even according to Rabbi Gamliel of Tumas, that regarding Meister we go by Lakita, which makes the produce of the 7th year, it is still Chayav Meister, because produce of the 7th year is not inherently Patam Meister. It is only because it is Perish Shvius, which renders it Hefker, and Hefker is Patam Meister. Therefore, in our case, since it is not halachically Perish Shvius, because regarding Shvius we go by Chanata, it is not Hefker, and therefore Chayav Meister. It's interesting to note that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the second Meiser would be Meiser Oni, because it is of the 6th year, while according to Rabbi Gamliel of Av Tolmes, the second Meiser would be Meiser Sheni, because regarding Meiser, it is of the 7th year, and Meiser Oni applies only in the 3rd and the 6th year. However, Rabbi holds that it is part to be Meiser, because it is de facto Hefker, because Yah HaKol Memash Meshemba, since it is in the field where all other produce is perish Shvius, and everybody is free to enter and take whatever they want. Rav Nuna disagrees with this point and holds that it is chayav b'meiser because it is halachically not hefker since it is not perish shvius. That people are taking it is gezel, they're robbing him, and that does not render it hefker. The second scenario, esrog b'shvius shenichnas l'shminis, an esrog which had its chanata, it began to grow in the 7th year, but as lakita, it was picked in the 8th year. According to the first three opinions, it is chayav es b'bir, obligated in beer. Since regarding Shvius, we certainly go by Chanata, it is considered produce of the 7th year, Perish Shvius, and it is therefore Patur Min HaMeiser, exempt from Meiser. Even according to Rabbi Gamliel of Tumas, that regarding Maisur, we go by Lakita, which would make it produce of the 8th year, it is still Potem in Maisur, because since it is halachically perish Shvius, since regarding Shvius we go by Chanata, it is Hefker and therefore Potem in Maisur. According to Rabbi Gamliel of Tumas, the halacha of Eser Gachal Lakitas Lemaisur is relevant only in other years, as Rashi explains, Lenechadish V'yashin, regarding that we cannot separate produce of 1 year for another, and regarding whether to give Maisur Sheni or Maisur Ani. According to Rabbi Sina Be'usha, it is Ptur min Abir v'chayeves b'maisur, exempt from beer and obligated Maisur, because regarding both Shvius and Maisur, we go by Lakita, making a produce of the 8th year. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, it is Ptur min Abir, Ptur min Maisur. It is exempt from both, because regarding both Shvius and Maisur, both Chanata and Lakita must be in this Machiev in the year in which these halachas apply. The Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan, Ilan Shachanta Pei Yosef Kaidim Tu Bishvat, Misasu L'Shana Shavra, Acha Tu Bishvat, Misasu L'Shana Abba. A tree whose fruit began to grow before Tu Bishvat is Maisa together with fruits of the previous year, while a fruit that began growing after Tu Bishvat is considered fruit of the current year, even if it will only be picked in the following year. Rav Nechemi qualifies this din as referring to trees she'oisa ke'ein shtei bereches, whose fruit ripens at different times, such as figs. However, trees ha'oisa berecha achas, whose fruit ripen all at the same time, could go into kolam, mezeisa, mecharuven, like palm, olives, or carobs, afa pei shalchanto pei resein koidim tu bishvat, mis'asun l'shana ba, although they began growing before tu bishvat, are considered produce of the coming year, as we follow the picking time as a determining factor. The minhag follows Reb Nechemya regarding the carob tree and any other tree as well, whose fruit ripens and are picked at one time, and that we follow the time of picking to determine its oinus meiser, regardless of when it began to grow.